I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Vogue magazine had an article. The headline, I want to ask you guys the question, is having a boyfriend embarrassing now?
I've seen this article.
You did?
Me too.
Pop up. And there are a lot of people who feel some sort of moral superiority one way or another on either having a relationship or not. Where it's, oh, I'm single. I love being independent. And if you're not single, you don't. I think the article is really breaking down that. Women tying their morals or whatever it is to being in a relationship.
Yes.
One way or another.
Let me read you the opening paragraph because I believe you're right.
Okay.
If someone says as much as my boyfriend on social media, they're muted.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I hate more than following someone for fun only for their content to become my boyfriendified suddenly. This is probably because for so long it felt like we were living in what one of my favorite Substackers called boyfriend land, a world where women's online identity centered around the lives of their partners, a situation rarely seen reversed. Women rewarded for their ability to keep and find a man with elevated social status and praise. It became even more suffocating when this could be leveraged on social media for engagement and, if you were in serious enough, financial gain. They go on. However, more recently, there's been a pronounced shift in the way people showcase their relationships online. Far from fully hard-launching romantic partners, straight women are opting for subtler signs, a hand on a steering wheel, clinking glasses at dinner, or the back of someone's head. On the more confusing end, you have blurred faces of wedding photos or an entire professionally edited video with the fiancé conveniently cropped out of all the shots. So what gives? And then they go on and talk about, especially for social media influencers, particularly if they're women followed by a lot of men, they don't want to show their boyfriend all the time because that takes away the air of, I bet she'd probably like me if she'd met me, which is stupid.
Yeah.
And we all know it, but that's a thing. And then for women, it goes into that exactly what Maitland said of there is some judgment that goes on. And if you're trying to show a certain image to the women that follow you, and then all of a sudden you're like, now I have a boyfriend. I'm not an independent free spirit traveling the world and showing you all the recipes I found along the way. I'm just using that as a random example.
People who follow social media that closely and critique people and their personal lives in that way are so lame. Like, I mean, really, oh, a person I like. Well, they might have somebody in their life that they like. It doesn't mean that they can't still travel and show you cool stuff. Like, oh, no, there's somebody there.
I saw a post one time. It said something about congratulations to my friends for getting into relationships. But unfortunately, you're just one less person I can relate to. And I was like, what is.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
That is so passive aggressive.
It makes you sound sad,
right,
too. Like, oh, you can't. Mm-hmm. You're so stuck in your, like, oh, woe is me world that you can't relate anymore to somebody who's found a person to hang out with.
And you're tying your definition of independence to me and whatever I'm doing.
That's not very independent of you.
No.
I was about to ask you if you had seen this sort of attitude in real life, because seems like something you'd write in Vogue. And then, yes, it relates to influencers, but not everyday life. But clearly that's.
Well, I mean, Sabrina Carpenter wrote a whole song called Please, Please, Please. And it's essentially about, like, don't embarrass me. Like, don't make me regret showing you off to people. And in that way, I can absolutely relate. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Sure.
I have shown off men where I am like, they are great. And then I find out, and this goes to my most recent exes who I love and we have respectful relationships, but they're aware of my job. And they knew my job when I started. So when I found out they were lying about careers or doing whatever they were doing, I had to pull back on talking about them or showing them off because suddenly it was a little freaking embarrassing.
Yeah.
That I'd have to explain to people, yeah, he's kind of employed, I think, but he's also been lying to me about it for years and I've stayed with him, which makes me feel pathetic. That was so embarrassing.
Sure.
So now as I navigate dating because I'm single again, I am hyper aware of that because if I've got to defend why you come off lazy, maybe that's a red flag. That's where maybe Steve is standing next to me like, hey, Kelly, this is one of those people who are just embarrassing. And that goes both ways. It doesn't matter who you're dating. That when you realize, man, I showed you off on social media. We did a full on what they call launch on social media just for you to cheat on me. Oh, come on, dude. Like, I am never doing that again.
Yeah.
Hell no.
You got burned.
Yeah, right? And if I'm going to show you off like that, especially with this job, I got to be able to be honest about the downfall of it all, hopefully, you know, with respect to the other people. But, man, that is humiliating.
Yeah.
It's so humiliating.
Did that song, when you heard it the first time from Sabrina Carpenter, were you like, wow, did I write this?
Yeah.
For me, too, being in a new relationship after being in the same one for so long, if I'm being real, the last year of that relationship wasn't really a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not justifying it or saying that I did anything right or that it was okay. I actually feel really bad about it. I lived like I was single.
Yeah.
And then just had somebody to go home to when I'd go home for the weekend. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair to that person.
Yeah.
It was not okay. But I have friends who got so used to me being available to them all the time and living like I was single. And then once I actually, by definition, was single, they thought that that came with something different. And it was like, I'm not doing anything differently than I was a year ago. Really not. And then once I got into a new relationship, they were like, oh, well, our single girl summer is over or this is over. And I'm like, what are we doing that's different at all? From when I either was in a relationship by label only, really, or actually single, or now I'm happily in a relationship. This has not affected our friendship in any way. But yet there are people who, will make you feel like crap because you have somebody and it's not fair.
Because that same person would root for you to find someone if you ask them.
Right.
But I want you to find someone
on
that
my
changes
time.
Nothing about my moments of life.
It's the weirdest thing. So I definitely agree with even just the headline of that article saying, is it embarrassing to be in a relationship now? Because people have, attached this weird moral superiority or this definition of independence. I'm super independent and I'm cool as hell. And I love myself so damn much. But the fact that I also have somebody else who likes all that about me and also thinks I'm cool and that I also like to have sex with, like, that is totally fine.
Tell me what the drawback is again.
There's none.
So someone loves me and believes in me and treasures me and looks to me and I do the same with them and we have sex. What's the loss here?
Right.
Yeah, how is this embarrassing to me?
Yeah, you shouldn't be embarrassed to have a partner that you enjoy. You should be embarrassed if you're a person who doesn't have that and projects onto other people that they should be embarrassed by the thing that they like. Take a step back.
Boom. Bing. There's your bumper sticker. Pretty long.
Yeah, it's a long one.
It's a really long
one. It's a little
long.
Yeah, it's a little
long. Nobody's putting
it
on anyway.
Well, you know, you could put them on in a series, though. Some people that love bumper stickers really love them, so.
That's true.